This is the new show with the new title, Voices of Courage. Still under A Voice to be Reckoned With, but with newer content and with a title to explain exactly what it is. Here on this podcast, I just want to make it very clear that what you hear, what you get here from me or whoever's on the show is not to bring about confusion or just to throw some information at you or to you. Because what I've always said, if I can make you cry, laugh, smile, angry, mad, sad, any of those things, that means I've done my job, because you need to feel something. But next I ask you, what do you do about it? Keep on scrolling or whatever as if it will never affect you? What you hear here is for you to understand and to know what's going on around you, and that this affects everybody. And that this is the world that we live in. And once you turn your eye or close your ear to it or say, that's not true, nah, nah, nah. And then you don't even realize that the very people you go to or listen to are the ones that are lying to you. Once you realize anything about anything or have any questions to what really goes on in this world, you're going to be in the same stuck-ass position. And you're going to lose out. You're going to lose because you're not going to know what's coming or what to do. When you want to be prepared or, who knows, just informed. I get it. Some people like to stay ignorant to stuff because they don't want to deal with it. But let me tell you something about that. It doesn't make it not happen. Okay? There is no room anymore ever in this 2020 and here on to coddle anybody in their purposeful ignorance. I won't condone it, I won't rock with it, and I'll shit on it and call it out every time. This man was burnt. There's people being lynched. Sorry, have to break it to you. But when it gets down to shit like this, that means it affects us all. And I'm quite tired of no one caring. Don't be that person that cares right up until the point it touches closer to home. I pray to God no one ever has to have such heinous things done. But when we have no empathy or sympathy, then that's concerning. And I feel sorry for you. And all I can do is pray for you. That's all I got for you. And that's why you're tuning into the Voices of Courage, because it takes courage. Thank you for sticking around. If you're tuning in, then that means that you're still here listening with me, Brandy, and the new show for the Voices of Courage. Let's jump right in, shall we? Oh boy. Michael Williams. I don't know if all have been informed yet, but another disturbing death, which they're calling a homicide. Chop it up as murder. Burned to death. Well, they're saying that they will be checking in to see if that was the case before or after he was murdered. Either way it goes, what the hell? I don't understand for the life of me how these things keep going on and on without any type of emotion from up top. Disturbance, any lead into this travesty of a world from our leaders to speak out and speak up, speak to us as a country to make us feel safer or be safer or something. But to me, this looks too normalized. I am almost and pretty damn close, 99% sure that no one gives a shit about lives being taken, especially black lives. Tell me I'm wrong, and I still won't believe you. There's a big population out here, so I do know there's some that care, but for the most, we all know the truth of the matter. Because if this was my country, or I won't even say my because it doesn't belong, but if I was representing, I would be outraged. I would be concerned for my nation, my people in the nation, of their, I would be concerned about their mental health. I'd be concerned just about any and everything. There's advocates in this world, and it's a beautiful thing, but what in the hell? If people are advocating, then the biggest person with the hugest influence should be advocating and saying, this won't be happening here, but we don't hear that. So I don't even want to focus on that. I don't expect anyone that doesn't care about black lives to care. You know what I mean? We can't expect people to care. Because if we keep focusing in on that, then we'll just be wasting our time. Some people just don't care about people. And that's an appeal, and then some, that needs to be swallowed so we can carry on and do what is right and what is necessary. I am sick of people treating people like they can just do this. And since no one else is doing anything, because from where I sit, I just see people still dying. Black people dying. And whenever we throw the word black in that mix, there's a problem. No, I'm going to tell you what the problem is. The problem is that people think they could go around and just eliminate and hurt people And then when someone's upset about it, as we should be, then we're the problem. I have a big F you to anyone that thinks that. And if you have a problem with it, I'll be glad to say F you to you. Because if you don't value my life or anybody else's, or every time it's a black life and you have to throw out there, what about everybody else's life? Then I understand where we stand. And F you. Because see, it's really hard for me to come on here and not be passionate, because I give a shit about people's lives. Not just black lives. I give a shit about lives. Okay? I don't have to throw a color in there to know that human life should be treated as precious and as valuable as it is. And anyone that doesn't think so, hell, I don't even have to tell you. But I know who will. Because God, He giveth and He taketh, and there's no one exempt from the consequences of that. Whoever has done this and does these things, I know. The nightmares that you have will haunt you every minute and every moment. I pray they do. I pray they do. No one should have to ever fear these type of things or go through these type of things. People, we need to wake up and knock it off with this racial shit. Yes, it stems a lot from ignorance and stupidity. When anything causes this much mayhem and disgust and hatred, which has been going on for decades and centuries, don't you think it's time to get your shit together? All of us? And knock it off? Because see, this here will just keep infuriating and separating more and more. But let me be clear to everyone. Make this very clear to you. At what point do you stop and start to use your brain? Real quick to say, oh, I'm educated, I have knowledge, blah, 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 blah. Bullshit. Because what you do with that knowledge tells it all. You have to sit back and think about, what can we do? What have I done? And has this worked before? And if it's something that hasn't worked before, then why in the hell are we going to keep doing it? So it's time to use your mind, our brains. We can be passionate and do all that and then some, and still get that message across without any more violence, without any more pain or destruction, because I'm tired of it. Aren't you? Because some people aren't. Some people want to keep on going with the shit like they ain't going to have nothing to lose, when you're just going to be just looking as stupid as possible when you realize you contributed to such hate that was eating you alive and used you like the sucker you are in the first place for going along with such pitiful hatred. Hatred will never win. It will last for so long, but it will die away and take whoever truly had any hand in it. That's one thing that won't ever change. Dodge, blame, all that. But when the truth is the truth, because God already knows. So this is the thing. Whoever you think that you're hiding from, doesn't even matter, because God just snaps a finger and it's done. And to you so-called Christians out there that are wreaking hatred, I would appreciate if you stop saying that you're a Christian when you know you're not. There's no Christian that would ever do these type of things. So let's call it what it is, you devil worshiper. I said it. That can only be of such evil. No one of God would ever do such a thing. And I'll repeat it, and if I knew other languages, I would put it in that text too. No one of God would do such a thing. So anybody that even participates or wishes these type of things on people, they're not people of God. This is a fact. You're not of God when you hate and you wish harm upon people. There's no God in you. God loves. Got it? People, violence does not beget violence. Hatred does not beget hatred. And yet, here we are spinning our wheels and the same shit. The same shit. Get out of here, man. People are dying. And yet we sit here voting for somebody. I don't understand what's going on, because isn't this something that should be addressed? Things that should be at the top of the list? Ugh, well, I'm not impressed. And people shouldn't have to walk in fear of their lives because of what color they are, because they spoke out. That's not a world anybody wants to be in. And that's damn sure not how the U.S. or the world, but damn sure not United States should be represented that way. That's a disgrace. The Constitution and what is being displayed don't match up. And if nobody's holding up the Constitution, then you're failing. Failed, epic failed. When America is built off of the Constitution, but yet, why is it everything about it seems to be being stripped away? You can't do that. That's what America's built on. So who's going to hold people accountable? Really going to sit by and let this happen? I'm not addressing any races. I'm not addressing any races, any colors. I don't... Please. We need to stop using that narrative. It's old and it ain't got us nowhere. I am addressing humanity. I'm addressing Americans. You just gonna let people just shit on the Constitution when that is put there to protect for citizens to, I mean, I shouldn't even have to explain this. But let me tell you something. There is no U.S., there is no America without Constitution. People say they love America, they do anything for their country, but it looks like, you know, you won't do anything for your country if you're killing people in your country. And for who and for what? You basically just gave away your life when you decided to take one. There's no happy story for you. All the evil that people do to other people, all the injustice, all the mean, horrible things are coming for you. So why? You have a family. So why? What makes you think that the people's lives that are being taken don't have those same things, families and people that love them? Is it worth it? Because you make your bed. We all do. But as soon as you, I just don't get it. I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't get it. I'm appalled. And anyone that condones this right here, you disgust me. And I hope everything that comes your way is going to be worth it for you. Because God, He don't lie. If you have a relationship with Him, then you definitely know that He does not lie. And you should be worried. There's no way in hell you did such a crime, whoever you are, and walked away feeling glorified. The devil played you like the bitch that you are, and he has you. He won't make you feel good. That's not what the devil does. He comes to steal, kill, lie, destroy, and then some. And once you do as he does, he destroys you. He knows the weaknesses. He knows how idiots operate. Who sits there and just wants to do such heinous things? You think you're doing somebody a favor? You think you're serving your country? No, you're killing your country, you dumb fuck. Now, I know U.S. has been a lot of bullshit. You definitely are starting to find out more and more. But come on now. You know your rights, know the Constitution. I'll tell you right now, nothing about anything, especially damn sure in 2020, it's Constitution. I'll tell you right that. It goes against everything of it. U.S. was built on a Constitution. That Constitution is the U.S. And when we're not holding anybody accountable to the Constitution, there is no U.S. So what are we doing here? But that Constitution has to be upheld. But no one wants to speak about it, do they? The Constitution. Somebody better get to doing something that's right and that stands for something. And from now on, when people have something to say and they want to give out some information, have a freaking, you know what I mean, solution, and just stop spewing out shit or telling people that you're wrong and I'm right and you're wrong, I'm right. Why people die. I never really truly knew how ignorant and just, you know what, ignorance is not the word, because ignorant don't always have to be a bad thing. We've all been ignorant to something. But I just didn't realize how pathetic of a people that we could truly be. When it comes down to just common sense can even change the jacked up shit going on these days. We just still pulling off this. I don't know, guys. But enough's enough. And if you got nothing good to say or anything that's going to help or make a change, then just shut up. That's where I sit right now. Excuse me. But that's what it is right now. I think me saying shut up compared to people dying really doesn't hold much, you know, against that. But all I got to say is, need to start really taking a good look that of who's not talking and who is, and who should be the voice of reason. Pay close attention to what people do say and don't say. You'll start to pick up in between the lines somewhere, hopefully. For you all that threw away your morals and your values and your integrity and your ethics when you chose to overlook another's and support them, how do you feel about that? Because you know, it's looking real shitty on that side for you. Surrounded by just idiotic people, idiotic choices that make choices that come back to eat them alive, too. Shows education didn't really do too much for many, right? Not surprised. Well, any thoughts? Any concerns? Yeah. The truth. I couldn't ever stand behind and support anyone that will accept or allow for any of this to go on. You can't help anybody when you don't have any ethics or morals. What kind of dumb shit is that? And when you follow along with it, you do realize you don't have any either, right? Yeah. Pretty factual. But I'm not surprised.